AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Authorities have identified the two pilots who died after their helicopters collided midair in southern New Jersey yesterday. 65-year-old Kenneth Kirsch and 71-year-old Michael Greenberg were friends and both lived in New Jersey. With reporters, Sal Silipino, the owner of Apron Cafe, says both pilots were regulars and had just had breakfast there before they took off.
They were just at our cafe having breakfast. They're regulars. They come in every week or every other week. They fly in together. They seem to be very nice people. They're very kind to all of the workers, the staff and all.
In other news, Russian President Vladimir Putin, while addressing his senior military officials, says he expects to achieve the complete liberation of the Donbas in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma has more.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has met with senior military officials, saying troops are advancing in Donetsk in Ukraine and also pressing their offensive in the Zaporizhia region. He says troops from the various groups are confidently advancing, breaking through enemy defenses. Putin adds that the liberation of Siversk would allow Russian troops to carry out further offensive operations, including the capture of an entire metropolitan area and the complete liberation of Donbas. His comments come a day after President Donald Trump held talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and insisted that Ukraine and Russia are closer than ever before to a peace settlement. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Meanwhile, President Trump is meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The U.S. brokered ceasefire in Gaza is set to enter its second phase. Trump could use the meeting to try to leverage his strong relationship with Netanyahu and look for ways to speed up the peace process. This is AP News. A powerful winter storm moving northeast is bringing snow, ice, rain, and strong winds. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Bringing up to 3 feet of lake effect snow and up to 75 mile per hour winds to western New York and areas around Lake Erie in Michigan and Ohio. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell warns of blizzard conditions and treacherous travel.
This storm system, you could consider a bomb cyclone, considering it rapidly deepened.
Again, flights piling up at airports around the country. 2,000 delays and about 500 cancellations as of Monday morning, according to FlightAware. The planes already got up to 2 feet of snow, and on Sunday, an EF1 tornado with estimated winds of 98 miles per hour touched down near Mount Zion, Illinois.
8 homes destroyed, in fact.
I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.